Understand that you committed the matter. that you're sending a thousand.
Due to the slow movement of production and
arrange a meeting with Peter Just as in this part, one can see that under the program administration, Hollywood is 184. Social intervention is 504. The spending is 376. The one left for the entire year is 128. Facilities is 1879. We already spent 984. What is left is 894. The other chapters in white, I'm explaining this. I think that including this slide because the honorable met last time requested that if we can put also where the figures come from. What is the way forward? What is left? That is the whole reason why I included this slide. So that without explaining what is the movement in terms of, so that we can see where we're coming from, where we are, where are we heading. And the next chapter is in terms of glass platform, to show in the glass platform how things go. But it's still explaining exactly the same thing that I explained. Chapter is also under the GLS certification, I included the same couple of points, of which you can show the budget that was allocated to classification, the expenditure and the budget available, and also the table, the graphical format, etc. That is the thing that where we are, etc. I fully understand that the department, to the end of the third quarter, its understanding of this law of is budget. But if I can also highlight the chapter, there's an amount of the total amount that it still has to be paid for the speed that was taken of 381 million. That to see the invoices are already been paid, are already been processed now. The reason being why some of the invoices were not being processed in December, because we did not receive all the debt. The question is, I cannot process the invoices before I actually speak, before I actually receive the good receipt note to make sure that whatever we receive is what we order. But it's quite a number of that processes will take over, will take place within this quarter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think before we move on to the silence, in that case, that this part of the otherwise we ask them to engage if they want to. But let me start with this with an updating of the class. Transfer subsidies, as I'm understanding, you're saying that that is extensive relation to people who have terminated their services with the department. That's right. Now, we budgeted 30 million there for deaths to happen at the beginning of the year. That's about 30 million there. Actual expenditure up to December, that's 3/4 of the way, is 44 million left. That we spend, if I'm understanding you correctly, this is for leave that people might have had due to them that they haven't taken either time that they declined and whatever else. You spent 44 million rand on that. So you've already overspent by 30 million rand, and this is only 3/4 of the year. Only 3/4 of the year you overspent by 30 million.
Can I
understand how did we find it so terribly wrong at the beginning of the year? Or was there a surge of resignations that were unexpected? We're talking 3/4 of the year. For the entire year, you budgeted 29.9 million. 3/4 of the year through, you spent 43.6 million. That's the 145% that Treasury and I are very concerned about. They could well go up in the next 3 months. Can I just understand? That's why I'm asking this again. What is this part of the justice? Because
that there was quite a number of terminations that were going to take place, which is where I tend to be reminded by my colleagues that classified three, of which was the bulk of the employees that were going to terminate. It means, Chapter, I would accept that Chapter rejection, the causes, as well as projection, forecasting, was not I would accept it. Because if it was properly done, as you already said, that it is an actual that because we knew the number of days of people who were supposed to cause it, according to the number of things, it's not the information that was available. I accept that chapter. That's what the whole principle we're doing. But my colleague has been
Yeah. understand this CFO correctly, he said something happened in the first quarter already. We sprung to this trade-off. Overspending on this particular budget. So if it is resignation, he said it was anticipated that people are going to resign. Now is it clear to me, or maybe I misunderstood him, whether that resignation to be anticipated did take place indeed. And if so, how many resignations people leaving this department, which from this department the overspent, left the department with the jealousy? Let me tell one thing. The other thing is with regards to, it seems to me that with the exception of that particular item, the rest is underspent. It means we can budget and deduct 5.3 billion from the current budget because things they can do without the 5.3 billion. The vacancies which exist in the department, which led to the underspending in some of these programs. How many vacancies are we talking about? And at which level are those vacancies? And which provinces? Can we have a breakdown to have an understanding? And the question is, why the delay in actually putting those places? It is a concern. And is there any particular due date for the department to say, this is the date in which we actually plan to address vacancies? Now, my last point for now, the chairperson, is if one budgets a particular amount to do A, B, C in your operational plan, and you understand it means certain services will be rendered because you didn't utilize that money to execute a particular function. And that is a great concern. If I can interpret it that there was a lack of service delivery as a result of the understanding. If I'm wrong, can I have explanation
please?
Over to the
department.
Thank you, Chairperson. The issue of resignation and the people that give the department maybe to attempt to explain further the challenge we had in the transfer decree. In government, people are allowed to retire at the age of 60. People that were employed according to the transfer decree were allowed to retire at the age of 55 for normal retirement and at the age of 50 for any retirement. Now we saw an exodus of these people applying for any retirement at the age of 50 and others applying for retirement at 55. So it was difficult to plan for that because we didn't know how many of them would want to live at the age of 50. And I think this is partly what affected the amount that we had to pay. Particularly in the issue of covering the kept leave and so on. Although I must admit that right now one does not have a figure that there's so many left during the period under review, but the information that the department can be able to provide to the portfolio committee to say that because it's not playing resignation that we could plan for. The people that decide now are 51 and the decree that I was appointed under allowed me to leave at 50 and then one meeting. Somebody is 52, somebody is 53. So it becomes very difficult to plan, particularly for that category of employees. And we've seen quite a number of them leaving this year and that has affected the expenditure under this particular And I think another thing that we might have omitted to add to your own is that the issue of claiming offender gratuity also comes from transgender subsidies. And the more we increase offender labor, the more we have to pay for the gratuity of those offenders. And yes, one may argue that, yes, you have projected that this is how much you're going to increase the offender labor, therefore your gratuity should be that much. And I think we can take that, but we can be able to break it down to say this is the amount that went for gratuity, this is the amount that went for payment of those that left the employer of the Department of Correctional Services.
That's in Commissioner. Let's just leave it at that. That's a good you see, if you go to page 4 go to page 4 of the presentation, your second bullet point. Says your understanding under development is mainly on goods and services because of load shedding in workshops and farming materials. That's what you said. But you now come into the center of the ground, maybe it's because of the gratuity that you pay for people that have been working at that price of life. So the one hand is saying that over and above the deal, that it has to pay the true value for gratuity. That has been placed as a figure. On page 4, you say to us the reason why you're underspending in development and care is because you haven't spent enough on workshop materials and farming materials, which I would imagine are the tools of trade for these inmates to get gratuity. So, the question that must follow there is if you're saying it's for gratuity, what were these people doing? If these men were working, and where were they working? How were they working if on the one hand you're not spending on? Because that was the next question. Why is the material and labor being underspent when we are all fighting that these guys must get out of the cell and they must go to work? So you say you underspent on the tools of trade. On the other hand, you're saying that this is a few which is, could well have been what is in place in the cost of transport. These are contradictions. Do you agree with me? These are contradictions. And it's creating a problem for all of us here. When on the one hand you say X to us, and when you read further, you say D on the same message somewhere. So I think without interrogating this any further, I want to
report that is going to be presented later, that's going to take the percentages in the census and the inter attachment per region, which indicates those with them. So it's indicated in a percentage format in the documents that we have provided.
So I'm asking the church, why do you want to provide the data for this year? But the method asks the question. If you have it referring to that document so that he can satisfy himself, but if you say to us that you're going to come back and give us in writing how many people are employed and how many are unemployed, I'm saying it's unacceptable because I can give you that data. And you can give us that data. But the method asks me for a piece of the data. purposes is for all purposes, the discharge of offenders, obviously to transfer offenders to and from courts. It's also for the vehicle that we need for our agriculture purposes, where you have vehicles on our correctional farms. There's also vehicles that are needed for our community corrections offices. In other words, where you are visiting the parolees and probationers at their houses and also at their workplaces. Chair, in terms of for staff purposes, we also have in our rural areas buses for children that need to be transported from the farms to the nearest schools. Chair, we have also ambulances for our offenders to take them to hospitals. So I don't know, Chair, whether I need to go into more detail, but that is just an indication for the vehicle that we are using.
And just to add, all regions have submitted their needs for vehicles depending on for what service, as the RTS mentioned, what the vehicles are used for. So the regions have submitted their needs, so each region is receiving vehicles, and the total figure that we are spending nationally for that is around 81 million.
Alright, can you also give that to us in mind? Because I think Montgomery is asking just not the land value anymore, where are these vehicles located? So that when we go on your visit and somebody says to us, because we don't have vehicles, we're going to come back and ask why, because you spent 300 million on vehicles. So if you can give us a writing as RC for Western KZN, not the purpose for the vehicle, but KZN has got so many vehicles. How can it be so many vehicles? We're talking about the new vehicles, so that members can go into the registry of the site and verification. Mariana.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think this is one time that the community must look after the patient. We had the very same problem last week, and we indicated to the department that this report we are giving. And you are coming back again this year with the same problem. When we go out to the center taking oversight, the department there for the directors are telling us that they are short of staff. That's why they are insisting wanting to work overtime. And you come here and tell us another story. Chairperson, no approved budget this time. The vacancies are there, 40%, but you don't want to give us the reading, how many percent are there. You come with a round figure of 14%, which is not acceptable. Chairperson, there's a balance of 1.109 billion. Why? Can you elaborate to why is this money not spent? Take time. A balance of 1.109 remains unspent. And here we are talking of vacancies, whatever. Why is this money not spent? Chairperson, my second question is, alright, I'll come back with this one.
On the unspent one. Okay, my partner.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to make a follow-up question. My question is that how many vehicles were involved in accident in this financial year? And how many were written off? What is being done with the official who reckless drive at the back, I think.
Okay.
With regard to the case management committees, as you correctly said, the vacancies at UCOP is not only confined to UCOP. I think we have a number of vacancies throughout the country with regard to the filling of those positions, chairpersons, secretaries to the case management committee. With the advent that we have placed out, we are very much confident that before the end of this month, appointment will be done. The matter of UCOP that makes it so difficult and cause that organized problems has been the preparation of profiles of offenders to be submitted to cover board. Not only those that are serving detention, but even lifers. And the National Office Chairperson is very much involved in trying to assist at UCOP. And we are taking note of the concerns that you are raising. And very soon, I think we'll find a solution to that. UCOP management, Chairperson, has been a challenge to us. In the original question, and looking at how we can organize it to function in a better manner. Thank you.
Members, anybody else to pursue any further questions? No? All right. Let me. Yes. Oh, sorry, not a question because I'm not a member, just a question on the figure that I provided. The C52, although it will be in the written report, just doing the calculations, is 339, but we will keep the figure for Western Cape. I just want to do that correction. Thank you, Chair.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I left the other note that I made. Chairperson asked that some of the members that are sitting in the public board put the contract in the pile at the end of yesterday. Corporate services has issued a circular that informs the National Commissioners that you need them to have interim contract up until these positions are filled. So in other words, the Power Board will still function, but the chairperson and the members of the committee that are listed will be then reappointed on a month-to-month basis.
Only
if we approve TEDRA, you don't come for any adjustment during the course of the year, and you spend 11 rand. That 1 rand has been illegally spent. But I'm not sure if you guys are aware. If you are contravening the laws, and up to now we've just raised it as a concern, the time is going to come very quickly where people that break the law at a senior level of government will have to face the consequences. So, Kata,
The question is how we got down today to only get possession.
the reduction of debt, that the renunciation of prospective accounts, as well as the open balance of assets, as well as the valuation of assets. All those disclosures in terms of the treasury regulation does not allow to balance. But the situation that we are in at this point, I cannot here make promises that tomorrow those successful accounts are testing will be clear. But what we have done, we got the intervention to make sure that we are keeping track. And I'm sitting here, Chairman. I engage Treasury because I see that the problem is not small. We signed the MOU with the Office of the Attorney General to say, I need to get the unfunded side and the head of it. Treasury, the only thing that I don't think I will be able to solve is the opening balance of the asset. But I don't want to rely to myself out there to the rich. After I've done that asset verification, just talk to my other rich. Now, the question is if you can talk. One of those, the other one will remember, asked a very interesting question, which is a very serious question, to see how many of those that are not working, which is important to the extent, but are no longer working. Is this those cars, is deleted to the asset register, or they are sitting in the suppressed account that just as you are referring to? Because it was sitting with the suppressed account and received to the other region. It means it's not correct because taking to our group. So just as the problem is not more as one might think we are probably one. And the problem that we are facing is huge if it comes to in terms of the financial thing, it's okay because it's an expenditure and the income. But when it comes to the position, which is the balance sheet of the organization, that's what the problem is. That's what I want to understand. The problem is not only one thing or certain. It's a really huge problem that is one that we are facing as a ministry.
Before we move on to the slide and we move on there, I'm afraid I think you would remember that on the 20th of October we had this type of interaction. And during this interaction, the commissioner, on the 20th of October, to an extent, the commissioner said there was a lack of accountability. This is what the next one is.
department don't have their fully fledged asset management directorate. It's only been provided in the proposed version. It's never been there. It's only been in the proposed version. And also, Chairperson, the reason why we engaged in this, because in the last year or two, one of between these four, that one of the findings was the physical assets were not found in the house. Now, to engage this in hand, is to go and match the asset register, the items that are there, and what is on the phone. And whatever is not there, if there is a shortfall, and then to trace that back. Once that exercise is completed, that exercise was completed in this way. And then in general, in order to make sure that we are ready in terms of, I engage the office of the accountant general to say, can we do pre-audit on this area so that we make sure that all our assets are on the floor and now are on the assets. The reason why we engage treasure, because treasure they got the same skill that we can get even if we go to the same supervisor. The national treasurer allocated that to those people. As well as speaking to them, the team were at Devon Westfield yesterday. The last management area that they were in to make sure that whatever those items that were not being treasured for it, is being verified and treasured, but we don't use the external person.
Thank you very much, sir. As we said, we will engage with you shortly on the last quarter ending end of March. But can we move on to the Shriner for your presentation?
Thank you, Chairperson. As the Acting National Commissioner indicated, we have provided you with a different format of presentation. There is an Excel spreadsheet document which we do not intend to present you. But we felt that that would provide the background of the information going forward. The presentation that we have provided, and that is what I'll speak to very briefly, takes the 44 key performance indicators per budget program in our strategic plan and gives you the target for the third quarter, the achievement that we have to date. That is a format of our quarterly report. So for each quarter report in that quarter and the next step is going to be a few years of the year.
And it's very much here. Members like to copy of that.
So, just speaking to slide two then, the then from the finance indicators, the corporate services indicators on slide 3, we have the percentage of post-nuptial versus the finance post. The target obviously is the vacancy rate of 3, which is not the corporate standard. In fact, the achievement we already indicated is 14%. We will bear in mind that the corporate committee would like the hard figures and ensure going forward that we will be not consented to also give you the hard figures that led to that calculation. The next indicator is the number of person days lost due to leave against the total number of working days. And I do want to explain here that this does not include vacation leave and time leave. It's looking at the absenteeism element of leave. There are targets there that I'm not going to speak to in great detail, but the figures for the various different categories of the incapacity leave, temporary incapacity leave, sick leave, leave without pay, and injury on duty are given to you going forward with the same category per year, for the year to date over the 3 quarters.
Sorry, Mr. going back one step, I think where you're missing your target, you need to take the correct steps that have been identified. If you take your vacancy, your target 3 or 40%, you're way outside of your target. Is there anything that you're doing to correct that situation? It's one thing to say just that we were interested in saying, do you think you're going to reach target by the end of the financial year? So we are able to assist you in terms of intervention.
She does not do that, but in fact, the budget program manager will be able to do that in the next job and on our return. That's generous. I would prefer that they are able to pick up the loan and support it. I think it would be a better interaction in relationship. Then on slide 4, the number of grievances handled with a 30-day versus the total number of grievances. The target is to reduce the outstanding number of grievances that are over 50 days by 10%. The total number of grievances at the end of the third quarter were 725, but now it is finalized. 11.5 to handle within the 30 days. And the year to date, we have recorded from the first quarter to the third quarter 969 and 290 of those have been finalized. In terms of the permanent equity target, the third quarter was the placement of our email, 88% and production of 32.304 and 83. The achievement during that quarter was that email is appointed, 142 middle management production level appointments run down as follows. Just to put it down, I'm going to leave the achievement figure going through those programs. And then you've got the year to date. Actually, yes, the accumulative process of the previous 3 quarters. Moving then to the percentage of litigation cases won by EDS against the total number of cases finalized against it. We have given you here the aggregate is not broken down into the various different categories of the litigation cases. Total number of cases finalized is 28, of which 21 were in favor of EDS and 7 against. The year to date, 70. 6.08 in our case. The number of officials found guilty of fraud, corruption, and serious maladministration against the total number of officials charged in such cases. The target is 90% guilty finding. The detail there gives you the actual figures. I'm not going to speak to the number of figures, but as you go down, we'll get to the success rate of 94.7 for the third quarter. The success rate for the year to date is 89.77%. On the percentage improvement in the compliance inspection plan, which is on the next slide, my apologies if we didn't improve it. However, our target is 2% from the previous baseline. The baseline for 19 was 88% of our target for this 2 weeks and 90% of this month. You will see that the achievements of the year to date are identical, particularly because the inspection for the compliance improvement had not done a report to say that they've done one during the course of the annual year. In our previous first and second report, we did number of unnatural deaths by proxy is 0.8 per 10,000, and I know that this is going to be hard to see past people or past people uncomfortable, as it's certainly something that we're going to do in the next year. We'll be measuring that potentially, but you will have a hard time to do that potentially, and that will make it an easier process to train some of the students to become more. The third quarter, 0.6 to 15,000. The year to date is 2.3 target is to reduce the number of parole violations by 2%. That was cut in 2008. Target violations, the violations for the quarter are 746, so the total violations is 3,287 versus the total of the parole. Year to date, the number of violations is 838, 13 parole when we make the consideration of cases by parole boards, so we measure the number that are considered to be successful, our target is 8%. The achievement in the quarter was 91.28%, and our year to date consideration is 97%, so we are above the target in relation to that. The patient came to refer to the parole review board, that is a measure of where the our target is 0.08. We've had only 0.03 referred in the third quarter. The year to date is 0.15, which is about the target for the quarter. And we can do a breakdown of that. I'm now moving to slide 19, which is the percentage of the one case at the community supervision during the total of one case. Our target was to increase the remand detainees at community supervision of 2%. During this quarter, there were an average of 1,703 remand detainees at community supervision versus an average of 8,784 remand detainees with bail. Our year to date is the 2,560 of the detainees who are under the community supervision as the next slide, I want to apologize because we have to take the wrong information that we have to take the information to go through. We're intuitively providing writing the information provided, but the correct view is measuring the number of probationers versus the number of people that lead to incarceration with sentences under 2 years. So it's looking at what is being related to using probation as an alternative to short sentences. The figure is 9,472 probationers for that third quarter, and the number of offenders leading to sentences less than 2 years is 12,024. Roughly 9,500 versus 12,000. 9,500 probationers versus 12,000 at the end of the sentence of less than 2 years. But we've also had an item to do that to that group. We then move to the last instead, the number of parole cases and maturity for time of representation versus the total number of parole cases. We've had 113 versus state representations against the 5,905 parole approval. The year to date is 161 making representation out of 17, nearly 18,000 parole approvals. And the last one is the intention related to the creation of new bed spaces. The target was 936 in relation to the construction process. We have construction processes that are still in the process of completing. That will be created 282 additional bed spaces in service apartments, Wongkong, 346 in Brunswick, and 328 in Arrival. And given that we have indicated to you that 80% of the construction of those facilities that we have today have got the figure, the percentage of those projects. That seems to be the best way to report on that particular indicator. As you know, we have otherwise been developing year on each project. Jefferson, that talks you through the performance information. I think what you have to look at is there is a theory group that we are using to kind of prove the content of the performance information. We have, as
chair, to me, it's a filler case. But can the department chair explain how many officials that have been arrested on this filler case? And if they are arrested, where are they? Which center did they send them to? My second question is on page 11. The presentation indicates that there were no targets provided for offenders participating in correctional programs. Chair, I want to know why not. Two, why there are no targets presented for offenders with work opportunities? Thank you.
That's the one about those that have been found guilty, have they been arrested and where are they being incarcerated?
Hearing of action program. It's a national
conduct that can involve fraud and corruption does not take place in the region. So that would then be followed by the non-functional management. What we would hope to be able to do in terms of the future reports is to be able to give you both the figures that come from the national DIU code enforcement environment as well as those that come from the aggregate of what the cases that are handled within the region. But it was a quite a different position to have a component within the department that is extracted out of the environment in which the majority of the investigation takes place. A more independent approach and an approach that I would also make sure that there's degree of uniformity. The DMU can get deployed, I mean, the regional commission can request that a particular issue does not get investigated by the region, but it is investigated by the DMU. But at the same time, there is a recall mechanism to the DMU, both internally and from the public service commission hotline. That can put issues on to it on that table.
Thank you, Chef. With regards to the center base and the non-center base, I'm sure the committee will also be aware that in terms of the GPSSBC regulation of 2009, it did create for a separation of these plantations, that there would always be the various policies that government has introduced within the public service. Now, when we look at the center base, indeed, it is true that the center base covers mainly the core business, security, corruption stream. And the non-center base was specifically a special dispensation to accommodate those support structures which originally police in the corruption official. But in moving to introducing new career path, people that are performing HR functions, finance, will normally now be treated differently from the security and the corruption stream. So it is true that indeed there is a separation in terms of dispensation, and so will be all the other occupations that the artisans are going to see, you know, social workers and so forth and so forth. So in terms of that resolution, it does make a provision for a non-center base, which is an interim measure to phase out specific occupations that otherwise are covered by the other entities that they have.
Just on that one, I think at the time there was a problem that one was getting paid more than the other one, and therefore there was a migration which was having a negative effect on the other one. I think that's the question of the next topic. We are aware that there are these two bases. What has the consequences been to service and from the one to the other? If at all, it, we know that they have been, because many people would say they're no artisans because they're not center based, or there's too many artisans. What has the implication been that for people to understand, and how are you dealing with it, that people are now all choosing to go to the center and nobody is remaining behind or vice versa?
Thanks, Chair. Maybe I would speak to only my understanding in relation to the implementation, which led to the separation yet. The resolution again made provision for people to make choices in terms of whether they want to migrate to center base and non-center base, and for that reason, yes, indeed, people moved to center base due to the financial benefits that were engaged to them. However, there was an instance where people wanted to migrate back to their original positions because of whatever the conditions that were prevailing at the time. To that, I think that was a proposal then that was made in relation to the resolution that if you look at the OSD, it makes provision for occupations to, you know, for the department to start advertising this position that are vacated. In other words, if a person leaves, for instance, an HR company and moves to a center place to perform security functions, those positions are now going to be able to be filled by an HR practitioner. So the need and the obligation to fill those positions in the departmental application. So yes, there were some gaps, and I think yes, there were some challenges in relation to people migrating, but there was a delay in terms of you migrate on the system, but you don't migrate physically. So there was a provision that on assisting people who have great work separation with regard to centers and centers is purely around the 40-hour week and the 45-hour week. So that's what makes it different. So those people who migrated on the system and not yet physically were then required to perform their function in terms of the additional 5 hours that they have been linked to the new center day.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yes, maybe just a slight follow-up to give some additional information. I think one needs to emphasize the fact that the center-based people's salary is slightly higher than the other non-center-based, purely on the basis of 45-hour week versus 40 hours. So in other words, the people at center levels are working 5 hours per week more. So that is a very important issue that one needs to keep in mind. So maybe just on a practical side, in terms of the migration, yes, one needs to agree that it had an impact, but the department also applied the principle that you can only allow people to migrate if you can continue to render the service on the same level. In other words, some of the people that migrated which could be released, other people are still continuing in their administrative positions and working an additional 5 hours per week at the center. So it's not that on one day we just released everybody. But obviously, if you are such a major project, there will be an impact, but we are trying to manage the impact on lower levels. And I think also with the CFO, we indicated of the advertisement, obviously, as we fill those positions, we will at least try to manage and minimize the impact on the center as a non-center based expenditure.
Thank you.
existing work done on the program, can we put them back and give you the accurate information? Because we need to address the individual work on that. We don't want to give you the accurate information rather than we try and ask you what we want to have it.
Thank you, Chairperson. Page 5 of the chart has very few notes. I just want to point out the services, where are they? Are they in the department? Or if you can elaborate the text of what? Because I don't see anything telling us the need of what. And 25 page and what when 88 of the chart was cut, so there's 9. 9 notes the existing. Can you give us a reason? I don't understand the question here. Do you need to write or not to take?
Okay, and I think the question is on the very side. Ongoing here. The department will be just right. They don't have to talk about the area. I would assume you're going to be effective. That's not the very sentence. That you give us in writing of those that were dealing with you work with the sanction and those that appear to be criminal offenses have maybe now been incarcerated in that way. Okay.
Thanks, Jefferson. On the same page, page 5. I just want to find out from this point why was it had that 20% instead of 100%. And also to check what is happening to the 7 cases that were against the department. Where are those cases? Are they still on suspension or not?
Not related to this, but again, related to my mind, because I'm
the whole body is sitting and not working, there has to be a change. Do we mean that we must go and get our vacancy data so that these people can work? Then that has to be the priority. And that's how we will adapt your budget. But we can't have 60,000 inmates just sitting, and the reason why they're sitting is because we don't have enough people to monitor. Maybe then you change something that you're doing somewhere else and reprioritize your budget so that we can have something. And this, by the way, is the president's call about creating one. So when you do your budget, understand that if this is a big stuff, we're not going to take credit for it. Because then we are not really that serious about the president's talks about job creation. So can you tell us, talk to us about the marketability of all that we the relevance of the skills that people are getting there, and what are our plans of increasing the number of inmates that work as opposed to themselves, and then of course the electronic access of the HL39 function, what the problem is that and what you want.
We can provide the information of the 3,000 and say in what position. Some of our training is indeed accredited. Some of it is indeed linked to FET colleges. We recently had a graduation last week in Bosnia, where people were getting accredited certificate on furniture making. So we can be able to break down the 3,000 and say to you, of the 3,000, so many are accredited. But some of them indeed, we are still working towards ensuring that whatever training that we provide is indeed accredited so that people can be able to utilize it upon their release.
There are foreigners that are lawfully in South Africa that have no travel address.
released on condition. And some officials refused Brandon to release them because they think they are foreign. Those are some of the dynamics and dilemmas that we are facing as a department that we want to work out. And I must admit to yourself, Chairperson and members, that our success rate there is very low. And we're going to have to have a turnaround strategy to address offenders that are supposed to have been considered and re-released. Because part of the overcrowding challenge we have, Chairperson, is that we are dealing with people that should have been released on conditions in our community. In community corrections and the afternoon I know that I'm not convincing in that response that I give, but that's the effect of the message. But coming to work opportunities, service, and as we have indicated, the department is underperforming with regard to taking offenders out to work. Throughout, we can do much better. Our history was that we have tried to take out 60% of offenders. We never achieved 40%. Now that is now we can even work with the 2x12 hour shift that we have implemented. That will make our situation even more worse. That's why we need to go back and as the acting commissioner has indicated, I think in a week's time we'll be having a 4-day session where we're going to address a number of issues. One of them being our turnaround strategy to ensure that the department performance up to standards. But also primarily to look at this 2x12 hour shift and take a decision by the executive that would address the 2x12 hour shift and that point that the honorable mayor raised of center based assembly. So in short, Chairperson, what we plan to do is as we conclude this financial year and move to the next financial year, we need to have taken a number of decisions that would ensure a turnaround by this department. Where we're going to address the real issues like offender rate, like the 2x12 shift system, that the vacancy rate that we are experiencing that is so high, the qualifications that we've been getting at this department. Those are the areas that we want to address at this department seriously so that we can also start on the upward trend. The electronic access control that we have, Chairperson, is under contract, especially 2 of 2005 and 2006. What has happened, Chairperson, was that those two contracts do have a maintenance part to it. And unfortunately, the then the National Commissioner has issued an instruction that we should switch off the control gate. Because there were some challenges that needed to be attended to. We now deal with the process of recommissioning and connecting all of those facilities. That's why our indication there talks to 39. We have not done all of it of the connection. We are left with others. But there are others that do have bigger challenges of software shifted in which we don't have and the capacity of correctional services that is lacking. In making those connections. So we are now in the situation that also we call for the executive department to take a decision that would say, what do we do now? Because the contract is about to expire very soon, if I'm not mistaken. One contract expires at the end of March, then there's another one that expires. Which Chairperson, as the COA indicated, we did not put anything in place to ensure that the maintenance part of the contract as well as the skills transfer that we continue to address. So we have a similar challenge. And Chairperson, I must confess that we must be able to take a decision, correct decision to correct that situation.
a deep gap, whether they've been vetted or no, we don't know. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't know how long time we'll be taking this, but I've got a few questions that I want to make to the cabinet to answer our feeling if it works today because of time. Yes. Okay. On page 2, Chairperson, the department has indicated that in a certain date of expenditure to HDI, savings provided was 85%, 85.81%. Now, Chairperson, I want to know whether this savings provider will pay for time. And what was the time frame for the payment? And the second one on the presentation also, here on the page 2 again, indicates that there were two emphasized on matters in terms of auditing. My question, Chair, what were they emphasized about? On page 7, Chair, the presentation also speaks about 85 average assaulted per 10,000 inmates. Who are the perpetrators of this assault? If it is a official or offender, we need to get a title on that. In all these report cases, checked. How many of them have opened a criminal charge? And Chair, the presentation talk about electronic access control scheme. Chair, I want to know why is the department continuing to install this access control system? If many of them currently are not operating, I think we did talk about it also, but I'm not getting the real answer that the real resource officer has discovered. Is this not fruitless or wasteful expenditure check? I want the department to think about that. Last check. On page 9. I think, Chair, it will be very interesting to know how department managed to achieve their target for reducing overcrowding to 35.5%. What steps were taken to achieve this? Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Just so that you can capture that correctly, the updates are getting. The services that run these individual service providers are repaying them on time. And not with the two instances of matching. I'm sure that we can pick up from if you've got any big report, we can pick it up from this. I don't think what you are dealing with questions. Maybe what you need to do is to tell us how you're dealing with it. But we need to identify what those two instances of matter were from the end of the report. You just need to indicate to us how what progress in terms of projecting those instances of matter. And then, of course, the assault. Of all those assaults, how many were inmates and how many were official on inmates. And indeed, what is happening to those cases? Are the criminal charges there as well? And then, what has been the factors that have seen the success in our overcrowding going down? What have we learned from there and then what can we do from there? So if those answers can also be forwarded to Cindy together with all the other commitments that we've made ASAP so that we could look at them as the committee and decide if we want to take it forward. Just one more question and then we will wrap up. The what was the charge of this completion date in front of that? Just somebody to answer that question for us now. When, I'm saying when we did it, what was our original date? When did we expect the completion of that date? Can somebody answer that for us now? Because we see that it's not completed even as we speak. And memory tells me correctly, I think we at some point have said that by September 10 we'll have it done. Can somebody just remind me when did we anticipate dealing with grant play and why is it still not done now? I mean, are we going to rid of the Kimberley scenario? Can somebody just explain that to us? Anybody?
Yes, I think what we just want to be clear on this is the anticipated date that from the facilities point of view we focus on the construction completion date. Obviously after that you get installation and equipment and further preparation for actually being set. So what we're focusing on is the actual construction date, and what we've been targeting was the third quarter of 2010 that we were targeting for the construction completion date. So that was the original target, therefore completion of construction, which obviously we have not achieved, and there's reasons for that. So that was our original target. One of the reasons was that we experienced a major seepage of water from the excavated hill site, so they had to construct special care to take away the water from the prison site. And then we installed a new prison management system. It's the first pilot that we're doing at Brownfield. And as it normally happens, when you do your first pilot, you start testing it to be robust, because they found the system not to be won't stand up to the environment, and they had to go back and actually totally redo the sample that they prepared. So that's the first pilot, which they obviously didn't anticipate not being accepted, and that is part of that. What we're doing is we are including the IT, which would have been put on the back end of the completion, but we're now including it to as part of the contract and not as a separate contract with the experience we had with Kimberley. This is now part of the contractor, which will then draw back the completion date in terms of where we initially would have had the IT and installed after construction. Now it will be part of that. But the main reasons for the delay from basically December 2010 is the water seepage and then the prison management system, which is obviously the first pilot which we are now refining and will be installed.
What are the problems with this? I'm asking that question. You recall that we're still fighting about people. There was. We still refuse. At some point there was a figure of 200 million, it went up to 800 million, and then people come back and say, but where did you get the 200 million figure from? They will be there in the beginning. Now I'm asking this question now, because you're saying just building a facility. After construction, you realize that they see it. Somebody will come back and say, just never anticipated the defeat, and therefore cost escalates again. And we've not learned from Kimberley scenario. That's what I'm asking you. Well, I understand the IT that is bringing it forward. But all these other things, what are the implications of your cost? Because we cannot have a situation where we had it in, because then we are not learning from that. What are the
implications? I think the financial costs for Brownfield are quite well under control. It's not the same thing. And also what's well managed is that the approach to the PH&Gs, that's where your extension of time comes in, the cost is actually scaled down because of, when you go to Brownfield at the moment, you see it will look like it's finished. It basically looks like that, but because of the installations and refinement before you can take over the facility, it's very advanced.
and it will also reflect on our completion target that we're reflecting. So they're not charging us as if they are still constructing everybody on site. So that seems we are managing the cost, and Bobby Works have given us the assurance that they are managing that. Also, if you look at the costs of the original contract versus what our completion cost is, this is what I'm calling for. There's no such deviations than was reported on Kimberley. So we're quite confident on that case. And I also think the quality on ground plate overall is quite good, which obviously everybody can assist when they do this. But in summary, I think we're not concerned in the sense that part is out of control.
When do you expect that to start moving people into the ground there?
Moving in, I can't comment. That would be a migration plan from the Western Cape. I'll be targeting, obviously, the completion date for construction. The completion date at the moment, we're talking May 20th, end of May.
So what you're saying, that by end of May, you're going to hand over to everybody else, that's the warm body migration and you will be completion.
Yes, that's the initial indication. We're getting the refined plan of IT, so I just want to qualify as we're waiting for the contract to get the details around the IT, but based on the initial indications, we're looking at the end of May. Thank you.
Alright. Those of you that are free, I'm going to grant play after this to go and verify what is being said here. So those of you that are to accompany me to grant play, we'll need that work then. Let us go and have a look at grant play and see if what the department is telling us is in fact what's happening. Grant play is up the road 2 hours today. It's about 2 hours, there's no sitting in the house, we will get into a kumi and we'll go and do an unannounced site visit at grant play. At 12:30. Ms. Ryan and then you have the floor closed.
No,
thank you. Meeting is adjourned. 12:30 is from the point.